I was interviewing Colonel Tony Schaefer today, and he said something that really caught my attention. He said that, well, you know, out of this Texas border situation, you have Democrats in Texas calling for Joe Biden to seize control over the Texas National Guard and to control it from Washington and order the Texas National Guard to remove the barriers in order to, of course, allow the accelerated invasion of the state of Texas and the United States of America with enemy combatants who are illegal immigrants. Well, Tony Schaefer told me that he thought that the Texas National Guard would refuse that order, and then that would expose the incredible weakness of the Biden regime and central control from Washington. And I agree with Tony Schaefer. I think that is the case. In fact, I think Washington is incredibly weak at this moment in history. And all that Joe Biden and the Democrats can do is bluff. In fact, I would say this is the moment for states like Texas to stand up, hold your ground, don't be bluffed into coercion or compliance with tyranny, and take the steps that are necessary to defend your states against invasion. Even if those steps require, you know, local state-based military deployments of state assets by the governor, military deployments to engage or halt the enemy invasion of this nation. Because, you know, every governor in America and every president and every member of law enforcement or the armed services swears an oath to protect and defend the United States of America against all enemies, foreign and domestic. Well, you know, you can't find a better example of enemies foreign and domestic than the Biden regime conspiring with illegals and enemy combatants to overrun, to invade, to occupy the United States of America. That is both enemies foreign and domestic right there. The foreign enemies are, of course, the invaders. The domestic enemies are those who are violating the U.S. Constitution, violating laws passed by Congress that demand protection against invasion. And we are rapidly approaching the point in time where Texas law enforcement, perhaps National Guard members, perhaps other forms of Texas law enforcement, should begin and probably will begin arresting federal agents who are attempting to interfere with Texas's duty to defend its own borders. And I think that most people in Texas, and probably people in many other states like Oklahoma and Florida and so on, would absolutely support the process of arresting federal agents. Now, if they're arrested, they would have to be held as prisoners of war. Because, of course, Washington, D.C. has declared war against the United States of America, or is waging war. If they haven't overtly declared it, they have in effect declared it through their actions, demanding that Texas not protect its border. That's an act of war against Texas and the United States of America. And it's ultimately going to come down to this, where you're going to have a number of states across America, anywhere from maybe a dozen to something in the 20s, that are going to join in with this effort to say that we're tired of the lawlessness, we're tired of the fentanyl trafficking, we're tired of the human trafficking, the drug trafficking, the weapons trafficking, we're tired of it. It's costing us, you know, billions of dollars state by state in order to deal with the lawlessness that goes along with that and all the victims of citizens of these various states like Oklahoma and Missouri. And, you know, every state has become a border state at this point because of how big the problem is. But these states are going to stand up and say, you know, enough is enough. If the federal government has abandoned its duty to protect and defend these states against invasion, which is Article 4, Section 4 of the United States Constitution, it says it in black and white right there, then we, the states of these, quote, United States, well, we are going to take matters into our own hands. Under the rule of law, of course, under state law and state constitutions, we have the right to defend ourselves. And furthermore, depending on where this goes, many of those states may just decide, and we no longer need Washington, D.C. We no longer wish to participate in this broken compact, this fraudulent system of federal control. And you're going to see more and more states moving towards secession. And that's when you're going to see probably, I mean, depending on how quickly this happens. Now, if Trump gets elected, all of this could stop because Trump will protect the border. But that's still a ways away. So even this year, we could see states talking about secession, a lot of grumbling about that. And we could see Joe Biden try to bluff his way into military threats aimed at various U.S. states. And when that happens, and I believe that is very likely to happen, when that happens, it will become abundantly clear to everyone that under this enemy-occupying, illegitimate regime, the Biden regime, which was not elected by the people, that the federal government will be working in conspiracy with enemy combatants and invaders of America. And as a result, the federal government is engaged in outright treason and is working to deliberately destroy the United States of America from within. And when that happens, you're going to see, I think, more states fall away from the union because they're going to also say enough is enough. This is intolerable. We can't be part of this any longer. We need to defend our states and defend our country. And if the people, the corrupt, fraudulent bureaucrats in Washington, D.C. won't do it, then we're going to have to do it ourselves. I mean, Texas has already come to that conclusion under Governor Abbott, and AG Ken Paxton and many other states are going to join in that realization and in that effort in the coming months and years. Now, the other thing that we talked about is how this isn't just a white America issue. This is an every American issue. This issue of illegal immigration affects Black Americans. It's displacing their jobs and their support systems, especially in a lot of the Democrat-run cities. It also affects Hispanic Americans. It greatly affects them. Hispanic Americans who are great Americans, they're part of our community, part of our society. They don't want to see their country overrun by illegals either, even though those illegals are maybe, say, Hispanic. But it doesn't mean that just because they share the same ethnicity that they want to be overrun by illegals. They do not. So Black Americans, Hispanic Americans, White Americans, Asian Americans, Native Americans, all have the same common interest to stop the invasion and protect America. And the Democrats won't protect America. The Democrats despise America, and they have intense hatred for the American people. So the Democrats represent the destruction, the fall of America, while Trump supporters and conservatives represent the protection and defense of America. Now, where this could go next is a place that not a lot of people want to think about. We are on the path to secession. And it wouldn't be just Texas. It would be many other states. Texas might be the first, but not the last. And if you're wondering what this path looks like, well, the next step, or one of the next steps, would be for Texas to declare the Biden regime government to be illegitimate and to be an enemy combatant illegal force with no authority over the United States or over the state of Texas. Now, that is factually the case. Joe Biden was not elected. The election was rigged. It was stolen. Trump is the legitimate president still. Joe Biden is the imposter in chief or the pretender in chief. Now, Texas AG Ken Paxton fully realizes that. He did an interview recently, I think it was with Tucker Carlson, talking about how the election was stolen. And they just shut down the vote counting at, you know, 2 or 3 in the morning, and then they just waited for the results to come in, and then they printed up whatever ballots they needed or just scanned them over and over again in order to beat the Trump tally. And they did that in all the swing states, and that's how they stole the election. It was a flat-out rigged fraud to stop Trump. Ken Paxton knows that, which means that Governor Abbott knows that. And I'm not saying that for sure this is going to happen, but it's possible that Texas could declare the Biden regime to be an illegitimate regime with no constitutional authority. If that were to happen, then Texas could also declare that the state will begin first telling federal agents to leave the state of Texas. And if they don't leave, then it could begin arresting them. And we're talking about every federal agency, ATF, IRS, DEA, FDA, you know, on and on. FBI, DOJ, you name it. All of you get out or face arrest. And it wouldn't just be arrest, it would also be arrest and detainment as a POW, prisoner of war, because the federal government is at war with the Republic of Texas. And that is, again, the factual state of affairs right now. The federal government is at war with all of America. It's at war with Oklahoma. It's at war with California. It's at war with every state, with every citizen. And if this mass arrest were to start happening, it would probably be followed by, well, war tribunals in the state of Texas to take these officials who have been arrested and indict them, give them a trial, present the evidence of their complicity with the invasion of Texas or with the oppression or terrorism of Texas citizens and Texas businesses and so on. Now, I don't know if it's going to go this far. I mean, I don't want to see the breakup of the United States. I want to see our republic restored to its original founding fathers' vision. And perhaps we can make it to this next election, and perhaps we can elect Trump, and perhaps Trump will put us on that path to the restoration of America. That would be the preferred way. But if that's not possible, and I don't see how the Democrats are going to allow an election that they can't control and can't win, by the way. And if they can't control it and can't rig it, then, you know, they will cancel it. They will start a war. They will start a civil war. They will do anything that they can, anything they want to get what they want. And remember that Democrats control all the ballot counting centers in all the swing states. And if you think that Democrats are going to allow an honest election to remove them from power, you're delusional. Democrats do not believe in democracy. They do not believe in the rule of law. That's clear. They don't believe in America nor the Constitution. They will not voluntarily let go of power, not through any means, not through elections, not through retirement, not through secession, nothing. They will do everything in their power, including killing Americans, in order to hold on to power. And so once you realize that, it doesn't take long to realize that this situation actually doesn't get changed probably through elections. It gets changed by states like Texas standing up and doing what Governor Abbott is doing right now and saying no. It gets changed by having the courage to draw a line in the sand and say, that's enough. We're just not going to allow ourselves to be invaded. And if you try to encourage an ongoing invasion, then we, the state of Texas, under the authority of the governor, we're going to stand up and we're going to stop that. And if we have to, we'll deploy the National Guard. And if we have to, you know, we'll deputize 1 million Texans. If we have to, we'll put men with rifles on the border to protect the state of Texas or the Republic of Texas, if it comes to that. That's what's going to change our future. And we're on that path right now. And Texit is the name of the movement for Texas secession. And the Texit movement has been in play for many years. And there's a group, I think it's called the TNM, Texas Nationalist Movement. I'm not sure if that's the right term. I'm just going off memory. But there are a great many people who are waiting for the opportunity to secede from the Union because Texas doesn't need Washington, D.C., and Texas is actually harmed by Washington, D.C. and its policies, as we're seeing right now with the border situation. And the more the federal government acts like terrorists or enemy combatants, or incompetent fools, the more rapidly the secession movement accelerates. And that's what we're witnessing right now. So, you know, it could be by the time we have the 2024 election, there might not be a United States of America to even have the election under. It could be. That's not my prediction. I hope it doesn't come to that, but it's a possibility. There's a lot of time between now and then, and a lot of things can escalate. But even if Trump gets into power, you're probably going to see left-wing states wanting to secede from a Trump administration because, well, they know that Trump is very likely to pursue mass indictments of the criminal traitors and the treasonous actors that are the governors of states like California or Washington State, for example, or New York State with Governor Hochul. Trump is going to pursue indictments and prosecutions of the war criminals. And yes, we have war criminals in power all over the United States right now, running various states, running government agencies, and so on. And they are complicit in acts of war against the United States of America. So it's going to be a very interesting year, that's for sure. I doubt this gets resolved within a year or even multiple years. And I also doubt that the United States of America, as we currently recognize it, continues to exist in this structure beyond the end of 2025. So I think that the Union as we know it today has less than 2 years remaining. I think we will see secession or some kind of a breakup or some kind of a collapse, perhaps a financial collapse in Washington, D.C., followed by a breakup, states and regions breaking off and saying, you know, we're done. We're done with Washington. We're done with the money printing. We're done with the lies, the propaganda, the coercion, the threats, the open borders, the child mutilations, all of it, the rigged elections. We're done with the taxes that are so punitive, that are crushing Americans all across this country. More and more states, more and more citizens are going to stand up and say, we're done. It's time to determine our own future, which can be a future filled with freedom and abundance, if we throw off the shackles of a regime that has carried out a long train of abuses against this republic. And that does refer to the Declaration of Independence. It's time to declare a new independence, many people believe, from the tyrannical federal regime that rigs elections, starts wars, terrorizes the American people, and destroys the value of the currency. And that's the Biden regime. And, you know, an extension of the Obama regime. So pray for America. Support Trump. If you don't vote for Trump at this point, you're voting for the destruction, suicide of America. Whether you love Trump or hate him, he's the only pathway to avoiding the total collapse of this nation. And even he might not be able to do it. I guess we'll have to wait and see. But thank you for listening. Mike Adams here, Natural News, Brighteon.com. God bless America. God bless Texas. Thank you for listening. Take care. We've got a lot of new products now available in stock at healthrangerstore.com. Let me walk you through some of these. First of all, the butter powder that's in the number 10 can there. That's been out of stock for a long time. We have it back. It's certified organic, laboratory tested. An amazing preparedness item in that number 10 can. And then on top of that, you can see the apples. Those are freeze-dried apples, not whole apples, but pieces that are also, of course, lab-tested, certified organic. Great for long-term storage, you know, rich in fiber and also vitamin C, which is missing from a lot of people's stored food. In the capsule bottles there in front, we have the brain support, which is Mag Plus, which is a form of magnesium, plus Bacopa for cognitive support. Purple barley in the pouch right next to it there, just to the right. Purple barley, which of course has extra anthocyanins in the barley. And then we've got this organic blueberry vanilla pancake mix. This is a newer item and it's really delicious. It's sweetened with organic coconut sugar and it's got organic blueberries, vanilla powder, pink Himalayan salt, coconut flour. This is really amazing. A lot of people love this mix. Look at that photo too. It looks super, super delicious. Great job on that. And then
Finally, we also have back on my desk, we have now gluten-free mega buckets. That's the orange label there on that bucket. Kind of, it's kind of covered up by the blueberry vanilla. But that's a gluten-free version of the mega bucket. If you're, you know, of course, looking to avoid gluten, you can check that out. Now, back to our website, healthrangerstore.com, we have a whole new store. And if you scroll down just a little bit here, you'll see our lightning deals. And these lightning deals are, of course, time-limited deals, extra savings. These rotate frequently. So you can check back every couple of days and kind of see what we have on sale through the lightning deals. Or you can scroll down and you can shop by category, such as, you know, personal care, preparedness, or home products. And you can also shop by health goals. So maybe you're focused on, you know, liver support or joint support or vision support. That's another way to find the products that can best support your health goals. Some items back in stock, on sale this week, bestsellers, and so on. So we're doing a great job right now of keeping products in stock for you. We've achieved some good efficiencies in production. And so, you know, we're finally getting some new things in, some things back in stock that have been missing for quite some time. We're still out of the cream powder, the organic cream. And let's see, what's the other one? Oh, the organic cheese powders. Those sold out very quickly. We're working on getting those back in, but the supply chain is, of course, quite challenging right now. We do have the butter powder in stock right now, so that's something to check out. You can look at all of these and more at healthrangerstore.com. And just remember that every purchase at healthrangerstore.com helps support and fund this platform so that we can continue to bring you uncensored, high information interviews and analysis from some of the best thought leaders in our world today. We couldn't do it without your support. So thank you for supporting us. Continue to shop at healthrangerstore.com and enjoy all the amazing new products that we have available and the back in stock products right now in our online store. Thank you so much for your support. I appreciate it. I'm humbled by your support. We're here to help humanity navigate these very difficult times and keep you as well prepared and as nourished as possible. Thank you for watching today. God bless you all. I'm Mike Adams. Take care.